Welcome to Defiant Health Radio, a place where you can count on hearing about the truth in health, including new ideas and practices that can take your health to the next level. I also cover basic health issues, not healthcare issues, because modern healthcare is largely a failure to provide genuine health. So I'm going to discuss basic issues such as natural ways to reverse type 2 diabetes, how to lose weight without limiting calories, why cholesterol is a waste of your time and money, how to reverse common conditions such as fatty liver, and many other topics, all designed to empower you in health. I'm your host, Dr. William Davis, cardiologist and author of the Wheat Belly and Undoctored books. I'd like to talk about how a low-carb lifestyle can lead you to trouble. Now, that may be confusing to some people who are on my programs, like the Wheat Belly or Undoctored programs, but if you look beyond diet and all the components of my programs, you'll see that we don't just rely on diet alone, we go farther. And you must go farther if your aim is to obtain long-term success. If all you do is concentrate on a low-carb diet, there's no question. You can lose weight, you can reduce fatty liver, you can reduce blood levels of triglycerides, small LDL particles that cause coronary disease, heart disease, raise HDL, reduce blood sugar, reduce blood pressure. No question about that. But those are near-term phenomena, and long-term, you'll find that many of those phenomena can reverse over time. And there's a number of reasons for that, but mostly due to unhealthy shifts in the composition of your microbiome, that is, the microbes that reside in your gastrointestinal tract. So if you're on a low-carb program, whether you call it Wheat Belly or Undoctored, or a ketogenic diet, or paleolithic diet, or Atkins, or South Beach, or some other version of a low-carb program, you want to be sure you are aware of these factors that go beyond diet so that you don't develop health problems. There are four reasons why a diet alone, a low-carb diet alone, can lead you to trouble. The first reason is that living a modern life means that you develop deficiencies in several crucial nutrients, not because of the diet, but because of the realities of modern life. For instance, magnesium is very important because we all drink water that's been filtered. Either your city filters it, or maybe you filter it in your home, or both. Water filtration is extremely effective at removing all magnesium. So you're getting no magnesium from your water, and modern produce, vegetables and fruit, don't have as much magnesium as they used to. And so all sources of magnesium have been diminished, and you develop substantial magnesium deficiency. Likewise, vitamin D. We live our lives mostly indoors, most of us. We wear clothes that cover much of the body's surface area. And as we get older, especially after age 40, we lose the ability to activate vitamin D upon sun exposure of the skin. So over time, we become more and more deficient in vitamin D. So we address that also. Iodine. People have forgotten that iodine deficiency was a worldwide health crisis up until about the 1920s, when it was recognized that goiters, enlarged thyroid glands in the neck, that often killed people, was very common to have a fatal outcome. People died of heart failure, coma, and other reasons when their goiter got large and they developed hypothyroidism. Well, when it was recognized that this was due to lack of iodine, and the FDA in the U.S. encouraged salt manufacturers to put iodine in salt and then launched a public health campaign to encourage people to use salt, as people used salt, became comfortable with it, some people developed salt retention problems like high blood pressure. And the FDA, many years later, forgetting that iodine was crucial and that iodized salt was the way people got their iodine, told Americans, cut back your salt, never mentioned iodine. And so goiters and iodine deficiency is coming back. They're coming back. Likewise, omega-3 fatty acids. A major source of omega-3 fatty acids beyond fish and shellfish is brain consumption, consumption of the brains of animals we killed. If your great-grandmother was around, or you went to some European countries, you would see that they consume the brain. Well, that's disgusting to it's objectionable to modern people, and we have what are called prion diseases now, because farming practices such as feeding the brains of cattle, for instance, to cattle, and that caused an appearance of these peculiar diseases like Creutzfeldt disease and mad cow disease. And so we can't eat brain anymore, so we have to resort to replacing omega-3 fatty acids that are essential They're essential fatty acids via supplementation to augment the intake we get from fish, because you can't eat fish every day because of mercury. Now, there are other nutrients that can be lacking, but you'll find that those nutrients I named, vitamin D, magnesium, iodine, omega-3 fatty acids, are not products of microbial metabolism, but there are many nutrients, such as folate, vitamin B9, B6, vitamin B6, vitamin B12, and K2, that are microbial metabolites. That is, many of the healthier species in your gut produce those nutrients for you. And so this idea that you must take them is falling apart in light of the fact that as we restore a healthy microbiome, one of the things we do beyond diet, you start to see an increase in folate, B6, B12, K2, and others. And you see, by the way, a reduction in homocysteine. So it's been argued for decades, you know, what does a higher homocysteine level mean? Like a level of 14 micromolar per liter. And it's been shown that higher levels of homocysteine increase risk for cancers, for heart disease, and for depression. But eight clinical trials have now been performed, very clean, large clinical trials in which those nutrients, typically folate, B6, B12, sometimes riboflavin, were given to people. And there was a reduction in homocysteine, but there was no reduction in heart attack or stroke. So there's something wrong with the homocysteine conversation. I'm going to suggest to you that a higher level of homocysteine, yes, it can be due to a deficiency of one of those nutrients, but I would look at the microbiome. That is a disrupted microbiome that leads to a decrease in production of folate, B6, B12, that leads to that high homocysteine. But you can appreciate that your efforts have to go beyond diet. Another reason why just stopping your efforts at diet that limits your long-term success is because modern life, living a modern life, means inadvertent exposures to numerous industrial compounds. Industrial chemicals like bisphenol A or perfluoroctanoic acid from Teflon and nonstick cookware. Heavy metals like cadmium, mercury, and lead. Food additives like emulsifying agents, polysorbate 80 and carboxymethylcellulose. Synthetic sweeteners, aspartame, neosulfame, saccharin, and sucralose. These all have unhealthy consequences. And so just diet, once again, is not enough. You have to pay attention to your exposures. And in subsequent podcast episodes, I'll be talking about how to detoxify. We need better information on detoxification strategies, but they're starting to accumulate, they're starting to grow, they're starting to become very powerful. Another reason why you must go beyond diet is that having lived a modern life, you have developed cumulative destruction of your intestinal microbiome. For instance, you've lost numerous species, some of them very important keystone species, that is, species that are foundational and support the proliferation of other species. And if you lose those keystone species, like losing plankton in the ocean can kill off whales and jellyfish, same thing here. Loss of keystone species in your intestinal microbiome has dire consequences. And more about that also in future episodes. I'd like to welcome Defiant Health's newest sponsor, Paleo Valley, makers of absolutely delicious grass-fed beef sticks, healthy snack bars, and other products. You know that we're very picky around here and insist that any product we consider has no junk ingredients like maltodextrin, carrageenan, carboxymethylcellulose, sucralose, or other additives that have potential adverse health effects. You won't find any such ingredients in the Paleo Valley products. And all Paleo Valley products deserve the Defiant Health stamp of approval because they contain no gluten, no grains, soy, or added sugar. In fact, I find Paleo Valley products among the cleanest of any in their category, and they are truly irresistibly delicious. When I first tasted their grass-fed beef sticks, I was taken by surprise at how delicious they were. One of the habits I urge everyone to get into is to include a fermented food product at least once, if not several times per day, in your lifestyle. Unlike nearly all other beef sticks available, the Paleo Valley grass-fed beef sticks are all naturally fermented, meaning they contain probiotic bacterial species. I especially love the jalapeno-flavored sticks, as they add to your intake of capsaicin that has positive effects on your microbiome, as does the garlic in the garlic summer sausage. And of course, all their products are gluten-free. Paleo Valley grass-fed beef sticks are available in 5 varieties: original, jalapeno, summer sausage, garlic summer sausage, and teriyaki. They also offer 2 flavors of pasture-raised turkey sticks: original and cranberry orange. But I've got to admit, my favorites are the grass-fed beef sticks. Paleo Valley also has super food bars that come in dark chocolate chip and apple cinnamon, and they've recently added lemon meringue. I've tried them all, and I found them irresistible. And they're low-carb, of course, with 8 grams net carbs per bar, well below the limits that I advise for health and weight management. Shipping is free for orders of $75 or more. For more information or to order, go to paleovalley.com. That's PaleoValley.com. Enter the coupon code DEFIANT, not case sensitive, for a 15% discount for all Defiant Health listeners. The web address is also listed in the Defiant Health show notes that accompany this podcast. That if you neglect the intake of nutrients for bacteria, these are typically called prebiotic fibers, but also include various polysaccharides. These are nutrients that bacteria consume. Prebiotic fibers, for instance, such as those in asparagus, or the inulin from onions and shallots and garlic, or the galacto-oligosaccharides in legumes like white beans, black beans. These feed bacteria. You are able to ingest these fibers, but you're unable to digest them. But bacteria do have the enzymes that allow them to metabolize those fibers. And those fibers, in turn, are consumed and turned into healthy metabolites that benefit you. One of the most important is the fatty acid butyrate that nourishes the intestinal wall. It enters the body and mediates many beneficial effects, such as a reduction in insulin resistance, reduction in blood pressure, reduction in blood sugar, reduction in triglycerides. So you can appreciate that if your efforts stop at just diet, you're going to fail to correct the numerous nutrients that are lacking in a modern life, like magnesium and vitamin D. It means you've not become aware or haven't addressed the inadvertent exposures you've had over the years to toxic metals, to industrial chemicals, synthetic sweeteners, food additives. It means that you have not addressed the lost microbes and the cumulative destruction of your microbiome, and cannot therefore obtain all the benefits of restoring those lost microbes or the disruption of those microbes. And then lastly, if you're not feeding bacteria by getting an abundant intake of prebiotic fibers and related compounds, then you have not taken advantage of the extraordinary power of the microbiome and its metabolites. Stay tuned to future episodes of the Defiant Health Podcast, and I'll be elaborating further. If you want more of these kinds of conversations, you can also, of course, see my Wheat Belly blog. You can see a lot more information in my books, my Wheat Belly books. The newest version of the Wheat Belly book is the revised and expanded edition that contains the entire program. There's also the undoctored book. And I do have a new book coming out in February 2022 called Super Gut that talks about all the things you can do to take control of your microbiome for extraordinary results. Now, if you like this podcast, if you like the information I provide, I invite you to post a review, to subscribe via your favorite podcast directory, and tell your friends. Thanks for listening.